Well, we have come to the end of the road for two Davabet Welsh Premier League teams, haven't we? We'll be speaking to Wayne Jones, the manager of Haverford West, and we'll be speaking to Mike Jones, the managing director of Rhyl, about their plans for the future, the community club push, and how you can help. And of course, we'll be looking at the end of the road, perhaps, for Ballas' title chance this weekend. One more chance to beat TNS, and we'll be analysing that big game, me and Mark Jonah Jones in a second. And we'll be looking back at the Welsh Cup semi-finals, because there were a glut of goals and a glut of things to talk about. Hope you can stay with us in the next few minutes. Jonah, let's kick on to the big game first. Obviously, a win for Bala is what's needed now, but what have Bala got to do to win here?
Simply have to do something they haven't done in over 20 games against TNS. They have to get it right on the day and produce a result to throw the league title wide open. They have experience, they have quality players for this league, so maybe it might take one of those players to simply have a worldy of a game and produce the goods. You know, you get bad runs for teams against other teams. It must come to an end one day. I'm sure the Bala fans will be open it's Saturday. It really would be game on. This could be TNS winning the title on Scorio Saturday. It could be Bala reopening the league title. Look forward to the game.
Well, looking a bit further down the table, there's still a battle for third place, which Bala are sort of involved in, I suppose. But let's talk about MBI and Connors Quay Nomads. MBI playing Newtown, and they really do need to beat Newtown to put some gap between them and Connors Quay, don't they?
They got three games to go. Tension, goals, heartbreak or joy. It's going to be a roller coaster, Morgs. All the best, but these three games will define. You've had a brilliant season. These three games will define whether it has been an absolutely, well, record-breaking in your first season into Europe.
And Andy Morrison want a sharp reaction, no doubt, from that defeat in the Cup. I'm sure he wasn't very happy about that. Will he get it, though, against an Airbus side, of course, knocked them in for fun themselves in that Cup semi-final last weekend?
You would think Connors Quay are more desperate for victory and their third-place chase. But Airbus players, you know, they'll be looking to improve, to show Andy Priest they all want to play in a Welsh Cup final. This will be a fiercely contested game, make no doubt about that. Airbus, they were majestic last week, but the Nomads, they will be desperate for the 3 points. They know they're clinging onto the tails of a European chance. Will a draw suit either team? I don't think Andy Morrison will be going out for the draw. They'll definitely want 3 points to get on the tails even closer of Llandudno.
If both Carmarthen and Aberystwyth beat Haverford West this week, then the Bangor Carmarthen game looks even more crucial, doesn't it?
Both on 43 points going into Saturday's game. What a game. Seventh place up for grabs. European playoff slot. I'm sure the fans of both clubs will really look towards this game with plenty of interest. Bangor, they didn't start the season too well again, but they've come back. They seem to be second half of the season kings, and they're doing it again this season. Carmarthen, they've done well. They'll fancy their chances Saturday, but what a decider Saturday. I just see the Citizens starting as favourites.
That could open the back door for Aberystwyth in a way, because they'll face Haverford West on Friday. They might have a few knocks from that game, because Haverford West have two games to play in the space of 3 or 4 days, and that may go in Aberystwyth's favour.
They might just sneak through the back door for seventh spot. They've got the experience, they've come off the pace, and it just might be the right time for the Seasiders now to put a couple of games together and nick seventh place. There's usually a surprise, you know, Bangor, Carmarthen, Aberystwyth, who's it going to be? It just might be a little outside shot here for Aberystwyth.
And one of the sides that we know will be leaving us from the Welsh Premier League this season now is Haverford West. That was confirmed in the past couple of weeks. I've got the Haverford West boss, Wayne Jones, on the line with me. Wayne, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Always a privilege to have you on. Your initial thought about leaving the Welsh Premier League?
Well, to be honest with you, Mark, you know, it's been a great experience. But, you know, from the club's point of view and obviously from my point of view, absolutely gutted. We can't hide the fact of that. You know, we've given a good account of ourselves under the situation. But we knew how hard it was going to be, and, you know, we knew the uphill task ahead of us. It's just obviously last Saturday was the final nail in the coffin, and obviously, you know, really, really gutted to be obviously stepping back down into the Welsh League, to be truthful.
What have you taken out of being in this league?
The level of professionalism of the league, on and off the pitch, you know, the commercial side of it, you know, the media side of it, something obviously you don't experience at Welsh League level. But in footballing terms, I said from the off, and I said this throughout the season, I speak to other Welsh League managers, and it's a massive gulf. It's huge in terms of the experience, the physicality side of the game, and from a management point of view, the tactical side of the game. I keep saying that you're constantly playing chess during the game. As when we were in the Welsh League, we were fairly fortunate to control most games. We've been on the back end of things recently, and you're sort of trying to nullify things to sort of make them work, and you're just chopping and changing. And from a coaching point of view, it's just the 90 minutes are tied up doing that, really. Nothing else.
At the early part of the season, you were winning games. You were drawing against teams that everybody thought you'd lose against. There must have been some hope at the start to the middle of the season that, OK, you wouldn't get into the top six, but you'd certainly be OK.
Yeah, we went through a phase. I think it was we went five games unbeaten through, I think it was September, early October. We sustained quite a few points, which give the whole team a lift, to be fair. But then we went through a really bad period, through the November period, really, when we weren't managing to score a goal in nine games. And looking in hindsight, I think that was sort of, even for our goal difference effect, when we go nine games at any level, not the score, then you're going to have certain problems. We managed to overcome that. But, in the main, the goals we conceded throughout this year, and, I keep going back to it, we say, okay, the league tables don't lie. But the reality is the way we've conceded goals, it's been very disappointing. And there's been, certain players have to take responsibility of that, because, at any level of football, the goals we have conceded, you can't get away with, especially playing, at the best of the in the Welsh League football setup,
There was a time, of course, that you were in the stands for a couple of games. That was probably around the period that the results weren't coming for you as well. Is that frustration, in hindsight now, something to do with what was going on as well?
Yeah, quite possibly, to be honest with you, Mark. I'm learning myself. I've made mistakes on and off the pitch this year, which, I'd like to think it put me in better stead for the future. But like you said, the reason I got suspended, I've got to be accountable for myself, and I took full responsibility because it was out of order. I'm actually involved in an ongoing investigation at the moment, just in terms of I've appealed against my sending off in East Llandudno, which, even to this day, I still stand by. And we'd like to think that we've got good evidence to sort of back my case. So we're just awaiting, the outcome of that. So, but in the main, the answer to your question is, it's a little bit frustration. But then on top of that, I do think that, quite a few decisions have gone against us as well. Maybe because we're the small minnows, and, a lot of the referee and officials are quite familiar with, obviously, the current teams do the playing them year in, year out, and with the new kids on the block. And that's not sour grapes, but that's, quite realistic and streetwise, and I know the situation as well,
And now, because you're not in this league, you're free to speak. The two crucial questions to ask you: who had the best food in all the other grounds, and who's got the best changing rooms?
I'd most probably go as far as saying Kamal in town, to be fair. I'm quite impressed with their changing rooms. And the food, I can't say Bangor because we ended up in the corridor last Saturday, but I'd most probably go as far as saying Rill. Very impressed with Rill's food, in all fairness. We had a good welcome after the end. A lot of the players are complimentary of the food afterwards.
All I will say to you, this might be the last interview we do with you on the Welsh Premier League podcast this season. Thank you for everything. Thank you to Haverford West for all the football you've given us, and all the best for next season.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it. And also to Jonah as well, who's been very supportive towards myself and Half of West. And thank you both very much.
And another club that's gone down, Rill, their fate decided, but their future's important now. And they had a little bit of a meeting of local parties of interest last Thursday. Mike Jones is the managing director. Mike, how did that go?
Went very positive. It's obviously a discussion where past, present and the future. It was a very well attended. And the most pleasing part of that was it being very well attended, because it just shows that the supporters care and the people of the town care. It was very encouraging to see regular faces there, but new fresh faces as well, and older faces that haven't been to some of the meetings. So, it was a rally call to get people there to listen to what the club had to say, and an appeal for help, really, for getting more people involved in the football club to get us more sustainable and to get us back where we want to be in playing, good football and being successful again.
One of the things you're trying to focus on, I know, Mike, is this community-run club. In your mind, how does that look, and what role do the people of Rill have in that?
Well, it gives the people of Rhyl, our local supporters, a chance to be more involved in the club. So more people involved, more businesses involved, with a wider audience, and everybody else, you know, an equal share of how they want the football club to be. At the moment, we're very limited to who we've got running the football club. And for us to achieve what we want to achieve, we do need more people involved. And I think to take the look at what Wrexham Football Club have done, FC United, and other various clubs that supported by Wrexham have been involved with, looking at what the other clubs have done, really. And I don't think we've got anything to lose either.
Have you felt the burden of running the club this year?
Yes. You know, it's very much... We've got quite a few restrictions at Rhyl Football Club. Unfortunately, we don't own a stadium. So that's the first hurdle that we have to cross every year and or every month is paying the rent, which is a huge amount. The stability of Rhyl in the Welsh Premier League has hit us this season. You know, obviously, we haven't performed as well as we'd like. But from the feedback from the supporters is they're not enjoying the Welsh Premier League. They're not enjoying the fact of, yet we haven't been doing very well this season. That goes in hand. But they're not enjoying the repetitive fixtures, you know, which being they normally used to travel away and, you know, they have to be a bus or two coaches going to away games. That's stopped now. And if they go once to South Wales, they won't go again. And it's left us with disappointment on that, really. And I've always said that there's no point, you know, for me working as hard as I do and lads as well that I've got on the committee working as hard as we do for no appreciation, because there's no point having a football club with no supporters.
Now, you brought in Niall towards the end of the season, and obviously I think the fans backed him and you've quite clearly backed him. There were headlines, what, somebody so young running a football club like that? What are you prepared for that, and how do you think Niall's tenure has gone?
Yeah, I think he's been excellent handling with the media. He's still a young lad, only 24. I've appointed him in all his appointments to the club, from academy to under-19s, and now he's took on the interim position at the helm of first team manager, and he can only learn from what's happened. And that's how he's expressed himself through the media. It's you know, he's really learned from the experience, and he can put him in good stead for the future. And then in the not too distant future, Rhyl Football Club will make an announcement on the next manager of Rhyl Football Club.
Well, we'll end on two positives, Mike. Jonah can't believe that you're relegated. Mark Jones, he couldn't see how a team which was decent enough would get into that position, but he has said it's been a pretty tough league this season. And then the second point was Wayne Jones from Haverford West County has nominated you as the best food at a football ground.
Happy days, made up of that.
So you've won an award already, whatever that is. Seriously, though, Mike, thanks for your time on the podcast. Thanks for everything Rhyl's done for us this season. We will miss you on the podcast, but all the best in the Cymru Alliance and going forward.
No problem. All the best. Take care.
So, Jonah, both Rhyl and Haverford West relegated since we last spoke. What do you think about those clubs this season?
Yeah, Mark, you always feel for clubs who get relegated. I'm still a little surprised to see neither of these two teams avoided a drop. They've both competed well in every game they've played this season. You couldn't describe them as whipping boys. Both of them were in the bottom two for most of the season. There's some big clubs in the bottom six, which shows you just how tough this league is becoming. And, you know, Rhyl and Haverford West, unfortunately relegated. Just, I wish them well for next season.
Let's look at their future. We've talked about how competitive the Cymru Alliance is. There have been three or four teams battling to get out of that alliance all season. And now they've got to go and join them. And they've got to go and fight them. What do you think their chances are going to be in the Cymru Alliance next season?
Both relegated clubs will know how tough the leagues below are. Prestatyn were relegated last season. A lot of people thought they'd bounce straight back up. They haven't. They're finding it a little tough. Avon Lido have found the Welsh League really tough. There are a lot of decent teams around in the Welsh pyramid system now. And only the cream can get to the top. If they both keep the same squads, you know, I would fancy him to come straight back up, but it's not always possible. And I think at least six or seven players between the two clubs will be, you know, with Welsh Premier League clubs next season. I think that's inevitable. Maybe a couple of seasons ago, there could have been yo-yo teams. When they went down, they were guaranteed to come back up, but not anymore. It's a real tough ask to get out of the Welsh pyramid system and get back into the Welsh Premier League.
Well, we had a very interesting weekend last weekend, didn't we? Two cup semi-finals, one place. Before we talk about the results and the performances, I urge you to have a look at Matthew Burgess's blog on the whole day and what the experience was like and, you know, the pros and cons of the first attempt at a doubleheader, because he makes some very interesting points. And more interestingly, perhaps, a comment back from Owen Durbridge, the new town secretary, about those poor Port Talbot fans who got held up in traffic and what happened to them as they tried to get in the last few minutes of the game. Jonah, you were there as an experience. What was it like to have the doubleheader?
Yeah, Mark, they were two unbelievable Welsh Cup semi-finals. I was at both of them. Airbus come out of the blocks and they just looked too good for Port Talbot all afternoon. I felt for Andy Dyer. It's a lonely place being a manager when you've had a hiding, and he knows it was a hiding. The players will know they've had an off day, and they'll have to take some responsibility. As well as Airbus played, and they really were excellent. They fizzed the ball around all afternoon, and if they can play like that in the final, it'll make a great final. But for Port Talbot, for their fans, I hope they just finish the season better than they did last Saturday. Their fans deserve it. You know, they follow them around everywhere, and they won't want to finish the season on a downward result like that. So, you know, get your act together now, the Steel Men, and get a result or two before the end of the season.
And my word, what happened to Connors Quay Nomads? It's interesting I'm talking about the losing side here because they lost by quite a big goal margin, both of them. And I wasn't expecting that volume of goals. I wasn't expecting that defeat.
Gap had a real go up TNS for the first 20 minutes and I think they started fancying themselves. But they were undone by some clinical finishing. Matty Williams, his first goal. Oh, great goal by Matty Williams. You know, he just curled it in the corner from the edge of the box. Jamie Mullen, you know, he dribbled past two or three players and snuck it in. And they were just before half-time. It killed the game off just before half-time. You know, they were 3-0 ahead. 5-0, it might have been a little harsh, but we all know if you knock off concentrating against the treble holders, right, they will always punish you. Andy Morrison will tell you that. He knew his team had a chance in the game and they came out and really did compete well in the first 20 minutes. But if they just catch you off your guard, TNS, we know what they're capable of. The final, TNS Airbus, I'm sure will be one of the Welsh finals of the last couple of seasons.
All the best for you wherever you are this weekend on the Welsh Premier League. Enjoy it, and we'll see you soon.
Brought to you by Audioboom.